Next question, we'll start with Mrs. Muhlstein. Should a member of the state board work to move control more, to move control away from the state to the local level? And if so, how?
Absolutely, yes. Parents and communities know the needs of their students the very best. We represent the Alpine District, where we get selected, but you're talking about kids in Moab, you're talking about kids in Logan, you're talking about kids that live in Vernal, you're talking about kids that live in downtown Salt Lake, Sugar House, this tech corridor that we've created is amazing. Their needs are totally, totally different. My mom lives down in Washington, Utah, and the kids in that area have very, very different needs because their market and their economy are completely different than what ours looks like right now. So to prepare them to graduate and take a part in the community will look very different than it will look here. And so I believe that the state, that we need to give control back to the local school boards, to the school community councils, and to the families to make the decisions that are best for their community. We do that by working with the legislators and doing as much as we can to appropriate where principals and boards have the decisions, like on things like how much they need to pay teachers that are in high demand and things like that, where they have that flexibility in what curricula they choose.
I'm going to say 100% yes to this question as well. And it's because even districts look different. And I think there's certain ways that we could give that control back. Number one, if schools wanted to go to a four-day school week. I'm not saying this is for every district, but I've worked in San Juan School District, which was one of the largest districts by area, and their transportation costs alone are astronomical. But I think the district should be able to decide that. You shouldn't have to take it up to the school board to get permission. Along with that, you look at how much money is put into the early reading intervention system. You're looking at tons of money for computer systems that students sit on to learn how to read. I'm guessing it's probably near $50 million. Being in different schools and areas that are Title I that have high needs, I think that money could be used differently. And if you actually gave it to the districts and gave more local control, I think they could find ways to have better achievement. Same with things such as schools that are failing. If you look at the turnaround law that came about, they spent $14 million in that on consultants alone. Could you imagine if instead you gave some of that money, a little to the consultants maybe, since it was a state law, and you gave more of that to control to the schools? I think they know better how to help their students than people who are outside of their area.
So I'm the expert on the 104 students I talk to every day. I know them better than any, you know, at the school level, I know them. I know what their needs are. They will look drastically different than the 104 students I had last year or the 104 students I have next year. Even within my four classes, they are very different. So we need to make decisions the closest to the student. The more we can push down to the district level, to the school level, and to the teacher level, because that's where the experts reside.
Honestly, the most control out of the district level is not really at the state school board, and it's not at the federal government, it's with our state government. And we have legislators, and you've kind of heard the term acting as super school boards, but there is a lot that goes on up there that tries to dictate what happens in our schools. And I think that's probably the place we would need to start if we needed to move or think about control and moving that toward the local level. And I would say, even if you, for example, this was debated this year, getting rid of the school board, even if you did, maybe a district like Alpine would be okay. But I've talked to members who work at the state school board, and the resources are used so often by our small districts and by charters. They said they use those resources often. And so we have to be taking kind of a wide angle look at this conversation, I think.